This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. Dive into a gripping thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Discover it now at book-author.com.
Understanding monopolistic behavior, power, profits, and market control. Explore how monopolistic behavior shapes markets, affects prices, and why it matters in industries like pharmaceuticals and tech. Monopolistic behavior. What it means and why it matters. Hey, so I wanted to chat about something that's been on my mind lately. Monopolistic behavior. It's one of those concepts that sounds super dry when you hear it in an economics class, but honestly, it shapes a lot of the stuff we see around us every day, especially when it comes to big companies and how they operate. So, what exactly is monopolistic behavior? At its core, it's about companies that have so much control over a market that competition basically gets squeezed out. Now, this doesn't always mean one company literally owns everything, that's a pure monopoly, but it often means certain businesses dominate in ways that can stifle competition, raise prices, or limit options for consumers. Imagine you love a particular brand of sneakers, right? And that brand somehow controls most of the sneaker market. Because they have that control, they can set prices higher than usual or limit new brands from entering the market. That's monopolistic behavior in action. But here's where it gets more interesting and a bit controversial. When companies behave monopolistically, it's not just about economics. It often touches on politics, ethics, and even conspiracy theories. For example, in industries like pharmaceuticals, there's always chatter about prices being way too high. People often suspect a government conspiracy or collusion between companies to keep prices elevated for profits. While some of these doubts are based on facts, others turn out to be untrue allegations. Pharmaceutical profits are a classic case where monopolistic behavior can have real and sometimes dangerous consequences. When one company has the exclusive patent on a life-saving drug, they can set sky-high prices without competition pushing those prices down. This is why governments and regulatory bodies try to keep an eye on monopolies. Antitrust laws exist to prevent businesses from abusing their power. Sometimes they break up these companies or block mergers that would create monopolies, but it's not always straightforward, and the effectiveness of these laws varies from country to country. Another reason monopolistic behavior sticks around is because of how complicated markets are, and how companies find clever ways to stay dominant without technically breaking the law. Think about tech giants who offer free services but make billions through advertising and data control. They might not block competitors outright, but their control over user attention and data creates what some call market power. And here's a twist. While monopolistic companies tend to have huge resources, that doesn't mean they're always unstoppable. Sometimes the public outcry over high prices or unethical practices sparks change. Awareness is growing, and now there's more talk about these issues in the media and among consumers, pushing for more transparency and fair practices. On a lighter note, if you're intrigued by stories involving market dominance, hidden conspiracies, and thrilling corporate battles, I'd recommend checking out the novel The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. It's packed with twists that touch on monopolistic power plays and secret agendas. Perfect if you want something entertaining yet thought-provoking. Seriously, discover this thrilling novel by Andrew M. Semple today. It's a great way to unwind, but also get a feel for the complex dynamics behind the scenes in the world of business and power. So the next time you hear about a company that seems to control everything, remember it probably falls somewhere in that gray area of monopolistic behavior. And whether it's tech, sneakers, or pharmaceuticals, these market moves affect all of us, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. Thanks for sticking with me through this. Now, next time you notice a brand acting a little too powerful, you'll have some ideas on what's really happening behind the scenes.